Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Heads up, you're in the Gear House. If I personally had just one soulmate of a buddy, I could have saved myself years of consequences from failing in business in Augusta, Georgia. I could have avoided even starting this venture, which contributed heavily to the biggest crisis so far in my life. I had moved to Augusta, you see, with the intention of buying this radio station. Now, at the time, I had no real men friends. Now, keep this point in mind. Just before I was legally committed to some heavy debt and financial obligations for the station, guess what, bro? My 15-year marriage bit the dust. My son and daughter wound up living nearly 500 miles away. Now, you got to keep in mind that I loved my children with every fiber of my being. However, ignoring this personal crisis, I still dived head first into the new venture. Guess what, bro? I struck concrete. Now, I really knew better than to start this new venture. In fact, it was really a no-brainer. But you see, I was emotionally drained at the time. I even ignored what I interpreted as a very weird but pertinent warning. Now, you may think this is off the wall, but this really occurred, and this was very, very much of a reality for me. This warning came early one morning. Now, first of all, I've got to explain that to save some money, I was sleeping at the transmitter site of this radio station. The transmitter site happened to be located across the parking lot from the Augusta Dog Pound. At about 3 o'clock, that should have told me something right off, right? About 3 o'clock one morning, as I was sleeping, what seemed about 1,000 mutts started howling about 100 yards from me. Now, talking about somebody being jolted to consciousness. As I tried to return to sleep, however, there was a small inner impression that whispered to me. Now, I think this was from God. But it warned me, and you may interpret this every how you wish, but I want to tell you, this small inner voice whispered to me and said, Gare, this radio station is going to the dogs. Don't buy it, because if you do, you will fail. Still, my emotions prevailed. But remember what we've said before, bro, about feelings. They lie and they deceive. Emotions lie and deceive. Do not pay attention to them. Well, this radio station went under. And that train wreck in my life could have been prevented had I had just a tight bud or two with only a half a head on his shoulder. Anybody with one iota of sense knows that a man already devastated from the breakup of his family should not be diving into the biggest business challenge of his career that even with all systems good to go is nearly impossible to pull off. Now, in recent years, I've been saved from a lot of heartbreak in decisions of business and family from consulting with a few friends about emotionally charged issues.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Why is it so hard for we guys to connect on a real friendship level? As we've observed before on this very radio program, we are conditioned to distrust one another. You ever notice that if I open up to another man, he'll seem to have the edge? I mean, if I share my deepest heart with you, I think that you may perceive me as weak. And of course, anybody who's perceived as weak is seen as a loser. And even if I'm associated with a loser, I might also be thought as one. Don't have room for that. No one I mean, Sherlock. But you know what, guys? We need one another. So why can't we be friends? Here is something you've heard me say before. A tight friend will help you kick your enemies in the shins. Now, a tight, deep-spirited bud, I want to tell you, it takes a lot of work, actually, but the rewards are well worth it. Thomas Jefferson and James Madison had this kind of friendship. So did the American explorers, Lewis and Clark. Historically, way back in days of antiquity, King David of Israel, he experienced this kind of intimate friendship with his bud, Jonathan. As a matter of fact, he described their friendship deeper than the love of women. These were two straight guys, I might add. Jesus was tight with three intimate friends, James, John, and Peter. Iron sharpens iron, Bubba. And one man sharpens and needs another, just as members of a basketball squad. This is the consummate team sport, right? Basketball. They need one another. And it's like this. We do too. It's you alone lose, but we together win. Did you catch that? You alone lose, but we together win. A team wins trophies only with mutual support and teamwork. Likewise, you can start soaring to victory with a team of one, two, or three men beside you, shoulder to shoulder. There's an author who wrote a book, Stu Weber. The author of the book, Locking Arms, puts it this way. This is beautiful. How about you? Can you name your teammates? Who is the man beside you? Who is filling that lane next to yours? Do you have a friend? One who knows how to play to your strengths and to cover your blind spots? One who knows your weaknesses, your habits, and your tendencies? One who cares for your soul? One who would go to the wall with you? Let's get on with it. Let's learn just how we can find some friends, lock arms, and rediscover the power of masculine friendship. We can do it right here, right now. Frankly, you know, we're out of practice. We've been benched for several years, but with some practice, we can embark on something that is totally life-changing. I'm Gary. Listen, you have an opinion, right? But do you have a plan?
With Gary Chester. The world has become such a frightening place. So much anger and not enough love. Deep in the hearts of so many people, there's an emptiness that nothing of this world can fill. And that emptiness makes it impossible for us to be able to really love. The emptiness is so overwhelming. But Christ reminds us that He loves us and died for us. His love is real. And if you open your heart to it, He will fill that emptiness. And you will be able to truly love. That's the message. And it hasn't changed in 2,000 years. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. Menwhowin.com.